Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we are in the midst of so much going on, inflation, a pending, a looming recession, the Russia-Ukraine war, and God knows what else is going to be happening this year, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial has obviously hijacked many of the headlines as the trial resumed this week. But also some interesting drama is how Johnny Depp might not return in Pirates of the Caribbean 6, and I think I've seen all of them. I didn't realize there were six of them. My favorite was the first one. But not only is he possibly not returning, but Margot Robbie would be the lead, maybe even reprise his role as the captain, or Captain Jack Sparrow. So that's fascinating. Now, okay. I'm a huge fan of Margot Robbie. I think she is fantastic. I think she has the depth, the range of skill to manage any sort of character. You see her in Suicide Squad and Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, she is fantastic. Tarzan, she does some fantastic roles. But you have people pretty mad, and I don't know if I would do that to Margot Robbie at this point. Where, I mean, people love Johnny Depp. And I see this all the time, where these franchises have a successful movie. And the first of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie was fantastic. Then, I remember by the third or fourth, it started to get really, really dark. And I think they hung a kid in one of the opening episodes. And I'm like, okay, wait a second, this is supposed to be a kid's show. You know, this is supposed to be Disney. This is, and it's getting very dark and a lot of murder and, you know, and so I don't know. I started to, even though I thought they were good movies, started to disagree with where it was going because I really, really liked the first one. But there's always this trend where, you know, they reach success, they make money, and sometimes they just keep going and keep going with franchises. And you're like, okay, at some point, you know, you need to call it because you're going to dilute it to the point where nobody's watching it. I mean, look what happened with Jurassic Park. I don't know how many Jurassic Parks until finally people gave up. And now they're like, okay, you know what? We're going to do it, but we're going to kind of bring back the original. And so I'm going to come back and watch it. But don't screw up a beautiful movie series by overdoing it just to get money. So when Johnny Depp said during the Amber Heard trial that the project is dangling, quote unquote, due to what's been happening with him and the defamation suit, it looks like Jerry Bruckheimer had said in an interview when he was asked the Sunday Times asked if Johnny Depp would return, he said, not at this time. The future is yet to be decided. So that's kind of hinting that Johnny Depp isn't coming back. And look, Johnny Depp, he's pretty middle-aged, and even though I think he does a fantastic job, he's going to have to lose a lot of weight to get back in that role. You know, he's going to have to, kind of shed a lot of this cloud that's around him. One thing about Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean role is, as Captain Jack Sparrow, he doesn't care about law. He doesn't care about what people think. He doesn't care, you know, and he has kind of a private background to his life. Now you have Johnny Depp and you hear everything he did, everything he smoked, everything he used, you know, everything he said, all sorts of stuff, you know, as Amber Heard, you know, brought this on from a op-ed that now caused this defamation suit. So it's not even going to have the same feel. So as much as I want Johnny Depp to continue working because I think he's a fantastic actor, I just don't think him coming back to the Pirates of the Caribbean, I just think the Pirates of the Caribbean movie shouldn't be done again. But another trend we see in Hollywood is let's put a woman in the role. We have these male-dominated roles, and let's put a woman in it. Well, I don't think that helps women, and I don't think it helps the role. You know, 007, they've been going back and forth, but let's have a woman 007. Very few women are going to be able to attract, you know, that sort of audience for something that has been, for a half a century, a male role. And it's okay for 007 to be a male role. It's okay for Captain Jack Sparrow, you know, to be this womanizing pirate that the ladies like, and, you know, he gets always, you know, into some trouble with crime. That's okay. You know, and you know, society is trying to be more progressive with, okay, well, we'll have women in these roles, and society will love these woman heroes. Wonder Woman, it was a fantastic hero. I think they underutilized Gal Gadot. I think they could have made her character even more dynamic and more lovable. You know, DC Comics, they, you know, you don't really love the character. Like Iron Man, you know, we thought he was fantastic. Captain Jack Sparrow, we think he's fantastic. You know, you just love the guy. But with, you know, the DC characters, like, okay, well, yeah, they're cool. You know, so the connection, the emotional connection is going to be hard. And you also have to realize, too, with the average customer, okay, if a man is married, let's say, and he's married to a female, and he's like, ooh, I want to see the next Wonder Woman movie. You know, she's going to be like, why? You want to look at women? Yeah, and, you know, the average woman doesn't want, you know, their spouse gawking at a, you know, female lead. But if it's a guy lead, oh yeah, we could go. Let's go. I mean, you know, are these movies really going to make it? I mean, Margot Robbie is fantastic. I think if she is in this role, she would be fantastic. But give her a new character. She could do a whole series. Don't give her the crumbs of a series that is already kind of overdone. She could be a fantastic, you know, Wonder Woman, Nancy Drew. I mean, there's a lot of females, and make one up. You know, I didn't really see the Lara Croft Tomb Raider, but, you know, there are some roles that women could just absolutely nail. You know, so as we're trying to be more and more progressive, I think Hollywood is going to still be stumbling all over themselves. But I just don't know what, I mean, I think Margot Robbie would do good, but let's not call it a Pirates of the Caribbean. Let's give her a new role or a new sort of theme. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck, Sharp, and Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been dealing with the baby formula shortage during the pandemic, during the supply chain issues. And so we've been kind of sounding the alarm for months. It got really, really bad in February when Abbott, one of the biggest producers and the very few producers of baby formula, had to have their biggest plant shuttered because of the Coronabacter Nakazaki bacteria alleged contamination that caused the deaths of two infants, multiple others sickened, as well as possibly salmonella. So while the FDA had to look into it and inspect it, the plant got shuttered. But here we are coming up on the end of May. And we have had parents, you know, legislators, doctors going, we need help. We need formula. And from what I understand, the Abbott Sturgis facility is going to reopen. I think the CDC has concluded their investigation, and I believe the FDA did not find necessarily where the contamination occurred, but that investigation might still be ongoing. And mind you, it does need to be investigated, absolutely. But you kind of look at, you know, everything else that has been going on lately, you know, and not just the Biden administration, but with others. And you look at this going, gosh, when you look at the timeline, they've really been dragging their heels. And yesterday, Biden invoked the Defense Production Act, I'll tell you what that is, to help fight the formula shortage. Why did it take so long? And is it now too little too late? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Defense Production Act, I believe, was established after the Korean War, or during the Korean War, and it has been reinvoked, from what we understand from Fox News, at least 50 times since. It addresses voluntary agreements, or what the government says is, quote, an association of private interests approved by the government to plan and coordinate actions in support of the national defense. The provision permits business competitors to work together to plan and coordinate measures to increase the supply of materials. So basically what this means is the government goes to suppliers, directs resources. It's like an all-hands-on-deck sort of attitude, giving manufacturers, retailers, anything they need in order to get, you know, formula out. My guess is we're also going to have to pay for it, because once we get it, we're going to probably have to say, guys, we got formula pickup over here, formula pickup over here. This is a mess. This is a disaster. But I'm a little frustrated as a doctor, because we spoke about the baby formula shortage last year. You know, we've been, nobody listens. Nobody listens. And it's not just nobody listens to the show. that doesn't shock me. But what shocks me is the priorities, you know, that keep coming up. It's like, you know, if the Biden administration would spend just a little less time, you know, bagging on previous administrations, and they all do it. I mean, Trump bagged on the previous one. They all do that. But, you know, maybe there might have been a little bit more focus on some of these other things. You know, what happened is somebody dropped the ball. When we were told that there was no national stockpile of formula, whose job is that? As we discussed this yesterday. Okay, there's supposed to be national stockpiles of food, of COVID vaccines, COVID medications, ZMAP for Ebola, you know, oxygen, ventilators. We're supposed to have national stockpiles of things. And when we were told, no, who's in charge of babies, you know, and toddlers? Who, is it just about adults? Is it just about voters? Who dropped the ball? And, you know, everybody seems to be so on it. We're talking within seconds of a draft, of a SCOTUS draft leak, which I get how that's controversial. Biden was on the microphone. We're going to get on it. Okay, so a draft leak that isn't even a final draft of the Supreme Court is getting full court press, all hands on deck. Yet the baby formula, and you know, I really caution any politician to put politics aside and get stuff done. I get that everybody wants, you know, a soundbite. Everybody wants you to speak out when things happen because it looks like, you know, well, you know, and you know, condemning shootings, which has to happen and all that. But why isn't the same speed being done when it comes to other things, when it comes to health? For example, we have been saying since the dawn of the vaccine rollout that we need a new vaccine. We need the updated one. And it's going to be an emergency all over again. Yeah, we're working on it. Maybe Moderna and Pfizer will have it by the fall. Where's the urgency? There's all this other urgency when it comes to, well, what we're going to do with sports and, you know, women in sports or transgender women in sports. I mean, that is getting a lot of attention. And it needs attention. But I would have thought then if we have an administration that is really on it when it comes to these progressive issues, babies being fed would have the same sort of passion and urgency. And apparently it didn't. And now we have him invoking this act. I mean, it's what, May 20th, May 19th? I mean, this has been a problem now for months. And, you know, a baby needs, some families are right now deciding what the next feed is going to be. And I'm telling you, a lot of them, you know what they're doing? They're using milk and they're giving the kids vitamins. That's not appropriate. We are having children malnourished by the minute. And, you know, other priorities are the border. We need to feed the infants and the babies coming over the border. I get that. As a doctor, I don't want any starving child. Some starving child comes to your state, feed that child. But where are the priorities? You know, do we feed Americans or do we feed migrants? Do we, you know, I think the administration is picking and choosing indirectly things that seem to really help from a political standpoint or an election standpoint, and they're not using common sense. All right? The getting on the microphone saying, look, if you want workers, pay them more. And the second he said pay them more, I get it. Minimum wage was horrible. But the second he said that, I'm like, watch, prices are going up. Almost every employer I know said we have to jack up prices because we have to pay people more. And now we have inflation. I don't understand where's the urgency. And you know what? Let's figure stuff out, get it done, and get it done right. So now it's all going to be playing defense. We shouldn't be, you know, trying to now scramble to feed millions of millions of babies. Now, you know, there might still be supply for WIC. There, from what I understand, many agencies non-government agencies are trying to work on this as well. But this, I really urge anybody in politics to, even though there's a midterm coming up and there's elections, you know, if you are being mandated to say something, you know, and get on the microphone because of some of these maybe progressive things like, you know, that might be in jeopardy, such as college, free college for everybody and all that, realize that that's not going to make a bit of difference if we have malnourished infants. So say what you need to say about free college, about abortion access to everybody. Say what you need to say. That's okay. I'm not saying you don't have to get on the mic within 5 minutes. Do it. You know, these issues are important to America. But then the second you do your 5 minute speech, go, okay, guys, now we got to really buckle down. All right, let's get our breast milk banks. Let's give them resources. People who want to donate to breast milk, we're going to talk to breast milk banks, see what we could do in terms of, helping speed up access to that. Those of you women who are currently pregnant, talk to your, you know, medical provider about how breastfeeding might be an option and, you know, what to do in plans with lactation specialists if your milk won't come in. Let's start, you know, let's just, and I know it's not the sexiest thing for a politician to get out there and, you know, breast formula, people turn it off. How many people do you think just turned off this segment of me? Probably the majority of the listeners. But because baby formula isn't sexy. It's not something that everybody wants to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about Roe v. Wade. But now here we are, and we have an administration that's looking like they're not really figuring out their priorities. And if a baby that's not being fed isn't considered a priority to the Biden administration, nobody's going to care what they think about when it comes to college or, you know, inflation. 1-877-DOLLARS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finnish President Sauli Niinistö are in Washington this hour as their request to join NATO is now official.
Russia's war in Ukraine has changed Europe and our security environment. Finland takes the step of NATO membership in order to strengthen not only its own security, but also in order to strengthen wider transatlantic security.
And I'm also proud that Sweden contributes to the U.S. economy and the prosperity of the American people. Swedish companies are active in every single state, creating more than 350,000 jobs in the United States. And we are the 15th largest investor.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. With the nation being caught off guard, the House of Representatives passed a pair of bills on Wednesday aimed at fixing the nationwide baby formula shortage in the United States. Congressman Sanford D. Bishop, Jr., last night.
How was this such situation left unchecked? And how did it lead to hospitalization and the death of babies? Congress will be scrutinizing this crisis with the FDA and manufacturers in the days ahead. I look forward to my subcommittee hosting the first hearing in this regard with the FDA Commissioner Robert Califf tomorrow morning.
H.R. 7790 was passed by a tally of 231 to 192 overnight. That'll provide $28 million in emergency funding for the USDA in an effort to help. North Korea has claimed to have had zero COVID cases, but now the country's government says it has experienced its first outbreak, reporting more than 1.7 million people had fevers and 62 people had died since late April. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So whenever we have a mass shooting, we always look and go, well, what could we have done different? Or who was this person? Or what are the underlying similarities between other shooters? And I don't mind seeing people have those discussions because it's a part of the healing process. You know, when I think 13... people were shot, 13 people were shot, 10 died, the majority of them African-American, just grocery shopping, just going to a nice grocery store during the day. When you see something like that, you're like, how do we prevent it? We want to prevent this. We don't want this to happen again. So after you go through the, you know, the grief stages, you know, denial and anger and all that. You're like, okay, let's try to be proactive and figure out what the heck happened. And sadly, CNN reports that a live stream on Twitch recorded from the suspect's point of view shoppers in the parking lot as the alleged shooter arrived. He then followed them inside. This was live streamed. And then he began a rampage. Twitch is popular for gaming live streams. Removed the video, suspended the user less than 2 minutes after the violence started. Only 22 people had seen the attack unfold in real time, but millions had seen the live stream footage after the fact. I haven't seen it yet. Copies and links of the reposted video had proliferated, and so, you know, many, you know, platforms had it. And a lot of these mass shooters like to broadcast their violence. In 2019, according to The Verge, a gunman attacked mosque in New Zealand's Christchurch, live streaming his killings on Facebook. Now, the platform said it removed the videos of the attack. There was about 1.5 of them in the 24 hours following. 3 years later, with footage from Buffalo re-uploaded, reshared days after the attack, platforms are struggling to, you know, control and not post these violent, racist, anti-Semitic content. And, you know, we go back and forth on what the role is of these, you know, of these platforms. And, you know, people can, Facebook Live, they could live stream a killing. And it gets out there, people capture it, keep it. And, you know, I think those things have to be taken down. That's not free speech. That is a crime. That is airing somebody's bloody death. That's not acceptable. They have to be taken down. But interesting that these people want to be seen. They want to be known. They don't want to be, it's not that, you know, I want to kill somebody and run and go. These mass shooters want the notoriety. Again, we're dealing with non-logical people. We're dealing with people with very, very sick minds. So they're not going to have the, you know, they're not going to have the same sort of logic or thinking that we do. But what I think is very necessary to evaluate is that this 18-year-old boy had threatened his high school last year. And he was brought in for a mental health evaluation. And nobody, could pick up or assume at the time that this could be somebody that could turn around and be a mass murderer. And so you wonder how thorough it was. So he had a mental health evaluation by New York State Police. He had made a threat, and it was a school shooting threat. State police responded, we're being told, by NPR. They investigated, they interviewed the subject, and they felt at the time it was appropriate to have that individual brought in for a mental health evaluation. This is according to Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramaglia. The threat was made in June of last year in an area of the alleged shooter's hometown in Conklin, New York. That's a small town near the state border with Pennsylvania. But the threat was very general, not directed at any specific person or place. After a day and a half in a mental hospital, the suspect shooter was released. Authorities would not say when the suspect acquired the three guns he brought to Buffalo or whether he had done so before or after the mental health evaluation. Like, did he have the guns before the school shooting threat and then, you know, kept them, didn't get a chance to do that, so waited until he had another opportunity. In addition to the Bushmaster AR-15-style assault rifle used in the shooting, police recovered a second rifle and a shotgun from his car. The suspect also used a high-capacity magazine, which is illegal in New York, meaning it was illegally purchased or illegally transported across state lines. So 10 people had been left dead at the shooting of the Tops supermarket, 11 of the 3 people injured, and 11 of the victims were black. And officials say the act was racially motivated, being investigated as a hate crime and an act of terrorism. The suspect has been charged with first-degree murder. So they had him. You know, just like that boy with the, was that also a Michigan shooting, the high school? You have somebody, maybe not necessarily in custody, but you have them. And they get let go for some reason, and then they sadly can go back and do another or actually make good on a threat. So we have a bunch of issues. Right? One is we have a large number of the population, I think, that has mental health issues. Number two is they're not being identified. You know, somebody could say, well, gosh, you know, he's never had a, you know, diagnosis. He's never, well, again, you know, a lot of these people, they know how to isolate. I mean, they know how to, you know, lay low under the wire. And then you go to the parents. Well, you know, parents, I mean, you know, love makes you blind. Smoke gets in your eyes. When you love your baby, you know, you're not necessarily going to go, is this person going to be the next shooter? You know, I mean, you know, keep in mind, you know, you have kids that throw temper tantrums. You learn their temper tantrums. You live with them. You don't think their behavior then necessarily is odd. And so if you have a child who seems to be odd, you know, boy, gosh, you know, he really, really likes, you know, guns, and he loves seeing, you know, people, you know, he loves these movies, these action movies. Is that really odd? A lot of people like action movies. You know, it was interesting. One of the family members of my husband, he had asked me what I thought, because we're talking decades ago, his kid would like the bad guys in movies. So whereas we all love Simba or Mufasa in The Lion King, he liked Scar. That was his favorite character. In terms of Aladdin, you know, we all love the genie. He loved Jafar. And the parents said, should we be worried? And I'm like, you know, is he violent? Is he this? No, it's just he, you know. And I'm like, well, maybe he's smart. You know, these are very multidimensional characters. You know, maybe, you know, he's intrigued, you know, by what they're going to do next. Maybe they're the most interesting of the characters. And I mean, he grew up to be a wonderful man, it does take parents to go, is this odd? You also talk to a medical provider. It's okay. Don't feel bad if you're like, I think my kid is doing something odd. You know, I mean, I've been really honest with you. If I thought my kid did something stupid, you know, like stick that hot chocolate packet without a cup into the microwave when he was little, causing a fire in the microwave, I mean, he did stupid. I'm like, what the hell? How do you think I make hot chocolate? You don't watch me? Duh. I mean, you know, you need to be an objective parent. When I hear these parents go, oh, my kids could do no wrong. My kid is a baby. My kid's, you know, sometimes it really takes a parent going, what's wrong with you, dude? Come on, really? You know? You got some anger issues. Let's get this fixed. So, yeah, I'd like to know, where the hell were the parents? You know, what sort of other signs? Did he have notebooks of mass killings? Did he, you know, and what was about his hospitalization that made him think that he wasn't going to do another threat? I don't know. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of talk about fat shaming. And as we've had this anti-bully movement, we've been trying to avoid insulting people based on their weight and discriminating them based on their weight. You know, we talk about how, you know, work is not allowed to discriminate against race, gender, creed. But one of the biggest discriminating things that happen, even though discrimination still happens, that happens almost blatantly is obesity. And people who are overweight aren't getting the jobs like skinny people do. And, you know, I had my skinny years, and then when hormones changed, I had my heavy years. And I can vouch for a lot of people that when weight comes on, it's multifactorial. It's part your fault, but sometimes it's not always your fault. And so many people that do suffer from obesity, I don't mind that there be medical interventions, because when you look at their calories and they're eating the same calories as somebody who's, you know, 110, you know, it might be on then the doctor to figure out, you know, what's going on from a metabolism standpoint or a you know, absorption standpoint or hormone, whatever. So, but I also think that people are eating foods that mess with their metabolism. We have a lot of ingredients in our foods and sugars, things like that, that alter our metabolism. So, you know, if you ate vegetables and good grains and lean meat, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to lose weight than if your, you know, 1,000 calories a day instead of those are sugar popsicle french fries. All right? 1,000 calories of carbs doesn't equal 1,000 calories of vegetables. It just doesn't work that way. The body reacts to it differently. Your microbiome and all that. So, you know, there's been some debate in medicine whether you bring up obesity to your patient. And you have to. I mean, we have high blood pressure. We have diabetes. But, you know, in the non-medical setting, society is starting to move towards normalizing obesity. And my question to you all is, should obesity be normalized and the beauty of it accepted, or should America be focusing on health? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people are talking about Australian Fashion Week. Apparently it hosted its first ever plus-size runway show. So there's been some debates and criticism that they're now trying to glorify obesity, saying, oh, it's okay, you know, don't worry about it. You know, obese is the new beauty. I look at it, though, a little different, okay? I believe that we can't just have models that are size 2. When you're trying to sell clothes and the model's a size 2, for those people who aren't size 2, they have no idea what the clothes looks like. So if a company wants to have a model that's plus size, all the power to them. But what about the beautification or the normalization of obesity as now being beauty? So Jordan Peterson got himself into a little bit of trouble on Twitter. He actually had to quit Twitter because he called Yumi Nu, who is plus size, and on the Sports Illustrated 2022 cover, he said she's not beautiful. He wrote, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. So I believe what he was trying to say is, you know, look, you're going to put, you know, somebody who's not, let's say, a model that, you know, is overweight or obese on a swimsuit cover to try to get society to say, yeah, that's beautiful. And he says, you know, that's not going to work. Well, I've said this before on the show. I do think society can, you know, change and decide what is. I think a lot of us will, you know, watch, you know, something and then all of a sudden go, oh boy, it looks like they are attractive. You know, when you know, because the story makes them attractive. You know, or look in the olden days, how somebody plump would be a thing of beauty as opposed to somebody who was super skinny working out in the fields. Same thing with pale skin versus tan. Okay, we seem to prefer nowadays somebody tan. But in the olden days, tan was a bad sign. Pale was considered beautiful. So I do think society can change how they feel is beautiful, but should we? Should we change our standards and say, look, you know, obesity is beauty? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't get Sports Illustrated. I get all my sports from, you know, Bleacher Report or ESPN News. But Yumi Nu is a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman, and she's plus size. So she's on the cover. And so, you know, my guess is a lot of people are looking at Sports Illustrated as trying to be woke, trying to be inclusive, including plus-size women, saying they could be beautiful too. And look, as a doctor, I'm going to tell you, I have met a variety of people of a variety of sizes, very good-looking. But as a doctor, I got to be about the health. And we have to, if we are going to normalize obesity and normalize the beauty of it, we need to have a disclaimer saying, now people, look, all right, obesity puts you at risk for a variety of things, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. Now, yes, skinny people can have heart disease, skinny people could have cancer, but we have a growing health problem, a huge public health threat due to people's obesity. And there back issues, arthritis, more needs for knee replacement, dementia, sleep apnea. Our health care costs are going up. An obese community is not advantageous from a health standpoint. So if we are going to have swimsuit, you know, covers and models, there might need to be kind of that preface of saying, you know, look, you know, yes, we are going to celebrate the beauty of anybody. And anybody could be beautiful, no matter what their size, no matter what their challenge, no matter what their skin tone, anybody can be beautiful. I think that's a nice message. But to eventually get rid of all skinny models and have people grow up going, okay, well, that's how I have to look up later, like later. That's what I have to look like later. Rebel Wilson, is she the one from, I hope I got her name right, she was the obese one in Pitch Perfect. Oh, I think she's 42 years old and she's lost a lot of weight. She looks amazing. Now, she gained fame because of her being overweight. Why did she lose weight? Well, she wanted to get pregnant. Obesity could have interfered with her fertility issues. So she had said in an interview that she lost the weight, I think she lost 42 pounds, so she could, improve her fertility. So, you know, if we are going to normalize obesity and revel in it and honor it and, you know, have models, and like I said, I get plus size models because you need to be able to, you know, have somebody see, look, this is how you'd look in the dress. Okay, you're not going to look like the size 2. You're going to look more like this if this is your body shape. So I get how there should be models and mannequins for people to understand what they'll look like, you know, if it's their body type. But we need to have a, you know, eat healthy, exercise, control your weight. And we don't do that. You know, in the olden days, you were bullied. And so you saw what happened to the kids who were overweight, and it was horrible, it was sad, but I'm like, I'm not going to let myself get that way. You know, and I mean, and I was the skinniest one in my family for the longest time. Then my mom lost weight. Then, you know, then everybody started to kind of watch their weight, and then, you know, then menopause hits and everything changes. But, you know, there is health with lack of obesity. And so now, you know, being super skinny and anorexic and having an eating disorder, that's the other way. I mean, in the 90s, we had to fight the opposite. People were having eating disorder, body dysmorphic disorder. So we need to come up with a fine line. And the pendulum just keeps swinging back and forth, going, well, we need to be woke. We need to be this. We need to be this. You know, what I believe we should do is say, look, you know, for those of you who are plus size, you know, we are doing a fashion week. So you see, you know, how it looks. We're also going to honor all, you know, people who are beautiful and how they look and, you know, all sizes. But we really need a campaign to, guys, we got to get off our butts and watch our weight. And we have to get our weights down. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.